This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, kia ora, Sam. Are you there?
Morena, Geneva.
Yeah, yes, hello. Hello. How are you going?
All right, yeah.
Swell, that's great.
Yeah, so this week we're going to look at Food Patrol. Yeah, 2020. I wanted to do this for New Zealand Music Month, but
yes.
We didn't actually manage to fit it in.
That's okay.
So I decided I'd do it this week because they're actually, they've got a crowdfunding campaign going at the moment to reissue this album on vinyl for the first time.
Oh.
Yeah, they're trying to raise about $20,000, I think, and they've started the Pledge Me campaign, which you can find online. I'll talk more about this at the end, but yeah, they're trying to reissue this record on vinyl, so it's a special week, I think, to be doing this one.
Amazing, okay. Well, go in there if you want the vinyl to exist. Go in there and add.
I can't believe it hasn't actually appeared on a vinyl before. So, that's quite surprising.
Did this come out during the CD age?
Yeah, it did. Definitely. The boom, the CD boom.
CD boom, because it dominated for about like 20 years, right? Like the CD.
Yeah. It did. Because now CDs have actually been overtaken by vinyl sales this year, I heard.
Oh.
So that's quite surprising, but the vinyl revival is happening.
Vinyl revival, it sounds very catchy.
It is. so let's just look at the bit about Food Patrol, where they came from, what their jazz is. They formed in Wellington, 1996, and obviously Julia Dean's front woman, Andrew Bain, Simon Braxton, Steve Wells.
Yes.
And Dean's originally started out doing covers, and then the other three became involved when she realised what she actually wanted to do was do her own music, and she was keen to get some demos going, so she got these other guys involved, and they recorded their debut EP in 1996, but that wouldn't come out until 1998, and they were playing right from the get-go, a kind of guitar-based style of poppy alternative rock, I guess. Dean's herself has been compared to PJ Harvey, Shirley Manson, Justine Frischman, a lot of the big kind of female singers and rock music at the time.
Yes.
She was very, very strong vocally, very good front woman.
Incredible songwriter.
Very much so, yes. And as a band, they were part of a lot of our listeners would remember this era very well. A kind of new wave of sort of alternative rock bands that were coming through the scene in the late 90s, early 2000s. You think of Stella, Tadpole, Zedd, Weta, Pluto. Yeah, all those bands.
Yep.
They were coming through, getting a lot of chart attention, and I think Food Patrol kind of fitted right in that kind of scene that was happening then. And by the time it came to recording this record, they'd been around for a few years, and I guess expectation was growing that their first full-length album, what was that going to entail, what was it going to sound like? So they entered the studio with Mutton Birds member, actually, David Long.
Okay.
He produced this record, and obviously Julia was at the centre of the sound of this record, the vocals, the songwriting, and they managed to record 13 songs for the album. They put two out as sort of pre-release singles in the form of Now and Holly, I should say. And the sound of this record, obviously very much keeping in the time of this new wave of rock, so to speak, very molding a kind of pop alternative rock stylistically, very much so. So I thought we'd start off with the opening track of the record. Actually, it's called Andrew, and this is also one of the singles from the record. It's just an absolute kind of banger, really. Sets the tone for the record very well, just a great opening track, and I think Julia, she vocally just really shines on this one.
Alrighty, thank you very much.
I'll just sit around.
Yeah, yeah. Kia ora, everyone. If you've just tuned in, we're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith. I got him on the phone here.
Kia ora, tatou.
That is bloody gorgy.
I think she sounds a bit like you, Jenny.
Yeah, bro. I'm happy. I'm happy to be associated with that for sure.
I reckon I can hear you singing these songs.
Ah, yeah. Maybe I should be a rock singer, eh? That would be sick.
Oh, yes, please.
Yo, you reckon Julia would have a band with me? Julia, are you listening?
I reckon, because you seem to be in so many bands with different styles, I reckon you could pull it off.
Yeah, bro, I reckon, yeah, me and Julia Dean's getting on the jams for sure.
The next track we're going to play is called Holly. This is one of the singles as well. And this one has a kind of strong Elastica vibe to it, especially in Julia's vocals and the guitar sound as well. It's another neat little tune, much like Andrew, keeping with the overall vibe and sound of the record. Yeah, cool track.
Yeah. Why do you walk away from me? What is it you don't want to see? I'll hold you down and make you see these things you do to me. You're listening to Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith, Fur Patrol, Year 2000, yeah. Y2K.
Hello, yes, and that was Holly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at how this album was received then, shall we?
Yes.
All right, so it did very well, actually, commercially and critically. It managed to peak at number 7 in the charts. Yeah, it spent 30 weeks on the top 40, going platinum, which means it sold a minimum 15,000 copies. The success was obviously spawned by a lot by the success of the lead single, Lydia, which was a number one hit, and it was just everywhere, complete saturation, all over music, TV, and radio. They also ended up winning 4 New Zealand Music Awards, including Best Single. Dean's won also Best Female Vocalist as well. And quite shockingly, they didn't win Album of the Year, actually.
True. Who won?
Zed.
Zed!
Yeah.
I'm a lover, I'm a winner,
I'm a fighter.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Sweet.
But it's considered a classic still from the early 2000s, I think. Jeans herself, obviously, huge respect and great reputation as a great vocalist and front woman. And the band themselves, they could never really regain the success of this album. They released two more albums and an EP before splitting in 2008. Julia Dean's obviously has gone on to have a very successful solo career. Yes, now they are hoping to reignite a bit of interest and history in the band by releasing this album on vinyl for the first time. And if you want, just head along to their Pledge Me campaign. Just go to Pledge Me and look up Fur Patrol Pet. And you can actually donate some money if you're interested. So far, they've managed to raise $17,000.
Cool.
So they're looking for, as I was saying, they're looking for about $20,000, I believe.
Oh, so they don't have that far to go. That's cool.
No, they don't. There's still 2 weeks left.
Me.
So they're probably gonna exceed the amount of money they actually want.
Yeah,
so,
chuck five bucks in there, and you'll get some of them. You'll
be able to head along to your favorite record store and get this album on wax.
Well done.
Should be fun. So, on that note, speaking of Lydia...
Should we play it? Yeah, we should play it.
This is just one of those big New Zealand songs. Obviously, everybody knows it. Huge song, number one record. APRA actually voted it the 19th best New Zealand song of all time.
Oh. You know, funny thing is, yesterday I was having a barbecue, and my friends and I put on Lydia and just jammed out to it. Singing all the way, and then you were like, "I'm doing Fur Patrol," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this is so relevant!"
What a coincidence!
I know.
As I was saying just before, this one single of the year at the Music Awards, and it's just a great song, basically.
Well, thank you very much for yet another great anniversary albums, and I'll call you next week. Maybe see you next week.
You will.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon?
I don't actually know, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
We'll have to wait and see.
All righty, ka kite, man.
Ka kite. See you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So nice.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.